Meseches Bamitzia, Perigimo Mishnah Aleph, Hamatkide Tochavero, Behema Okelim. Somebody who gives as a picadon to his friend a behema or kelim. He asked his friend to watch for him a behema or kelim, Benignavu Osha Avdu. And while he was watching it, it was stolen or lost. Shilem Velo Ratza Lishava. The person who was watching it chose to pay for it instead of taking a shvua. As we are talking about that he was a shomer chinam, he was not being paid to watch it, so he is patur from gneva or aveda as long as he takes a shvua first. Shahare amru shomer chinam nishba biyotze. As the chachamim said, a shomer chinam takes a shvua and he is yotze, meaning he would not have to pay, as he had to take three shvuas, one shvua that he was not posher, that he was not at fault, that it was stolen or lost. The second shvua would be that he did not use the pikaron for himself at any point, and the third shvua would be that the pikaron is not presently in his reshus. And this person was afraid to take a shvua, so he chose to pay instead. Nimsa haganef, and subsequently the ganef was found. Mishalein tashlume kefal tavach umachar mishalein tashlume arba v'chamisha. The ganef would have to pay kefal if he shechted it or sold it. In the event that it was a shor or seh, he would have to pay 4 or 5 times the value. Lemi mishalem, lemi shah pikadon etzlo. To whom does he pay the kefal or the dalad v'hei? To the person who had the pikadon, to the shomer chinam. As by virtue of paying for the pikadon, he was koned, he acquired all the tashlumim, all the payments that would be made, so he gets the kefal or the dalad v'hei. And in the event that it was lost and he chose to pay for it instead of taking a shvua, and then subsequently the object was found, he would get the object, as even if the object is worth more now than it was at the time he was watching it, he is koneh the object and he gets it for himself. Nishba v'lo ratza l'shalem. If the shomer chinam chooses to take a shvua instead of paying, nimtza haganef mishalem tashlume kefal tavach umachar mishalem tashlume arba v'chamisha lemi mishalem lebal ha-pikadon. If the ganef is found, he pays kefal. If he shechted it or sold it, in the event that it was a shor or seh, he would have to pay arba v'chamisha. In this case, to whom does he pay? To the bal ha-pikadon, to the original owner. And since the shomer chinam chose to take a shvua and didn't want to pay, he is not kona the tashlumen. The tashlumen, the payments, go to the original owner. Somebody who rents a cow from his friend and subsequently lends it to a third person, he requested permission from the mafia to lend it out. Umesa kidarka. And while the shawl had it, it died in a normal way. It was nobody's fault. It was an oinus. Yishava ha-secher shemesa kidarka. The secher, the person who rented it, would take a shvua to the mafia that it died in a normal way, as a secher is pata from Einstein as long as he takes the shvua. So once he takes the shvua, he is pata. He doesn't have to pay the maskir. V'ashayo yishalem l'secher. The shayo, on the other hand, is chayev in Einstein, so therefore he has to pay the value of the para to the secher, as the secher is the one that lent it to him, so therefore he is the one that receives the value of the para. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Kesar halah oises chayra b'parato shechaveru. Rabbi Yosi says, how is it right that the secher does business with the para of his friend? As the cow does not really belong to him, it belongs to the master, and he is making money by receiving the value of the para from the shoyo. Elatachter para lebalam. Instead, the value of the para should be returned to the original owner, to the master, the one who rented it out. As Rabbi Yosi holds, since the soicher was not allowed to lend it out without getting permission from the master, when he received permission from the master to lend it out, he is like a shliach of the maskir, so therefore it is as if the maskir were the one that lent it to the shoyl, so therefore the maskir is the one that received payment from the shoyl.